eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Come on, CeeLo. Smash your head into the counter. I need the long hair to... If you're on your way to work, smash your head into your dashboard. Come on.
All right, listen. This is the warm-up program. I'm here with CeeLo this morning. Jerry is hosting with Sal Licata today.
Boomer and Gio were so overwhelmed by the devastating news
of
Edwin Diaz hurt himself celebrating. And they were then also overwhelmed by the joy of Aaron Rodgers coming to the Jets. They didn't know what to do.
Such a wide range of emotions.
They said, we're going to need 2 days here to relax.
Yes. We'll see you Monday.
Now, Edwin Diaz is getting an MRI today.
Yes. Or further imaging. Yes.
Why didn't you do that yesterday?
This is the way these things
now
always
work.
Now
he's got to sit on this wondering whether he's injured.
They do the x-rays initially to rule out bone situations.
You're right. Snappage.
Yep. And then they do the old MRI, the CT scan, those things, usually the next day. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, you know?
A couple things yesterday from the Aaron Rodgers situation.
One,
I love that he told Adam Schefter and Diana Russini to lose his number.
And Adam Schefter tweeted out the evidence of that.
Yeah.
Yes, good.
But he also made it seem like Aaron Rodgers like, oh, you want to share? I'll share the text message you sent me. As if Adam Schefter...
Yeah. He asked for... what was the word? Oh, God, my brain. This is what happens when you sleep for 2 hours.
Yeah, the brain doesn't work.
God! He said, I just want... not clarity.
Peace and love.
It'll come to me. I'll let you know when I get it.
Yeah, so I like that. That's fun. Like, if I'm Diana Russini... That's
transparency is the word I was looking for. Sorry, carry on.
If I'm Diana Russini, it's pretty cool. Aaron Rodgers just told me to lose his number.
I guess. Sure.
We'll keep peppering you when we want, Aaron. He was also surprised they got his number, which is cool. That's a good job by them.
Why would he be surprised by that?
I don't know.
Think about
it. Because he thinks no one has his number. We got your number, Aaron.
Well, he also can change his number, you know, every month if he wanted to.
Then you got
to
tell all your friends.
Part of the surprise. Didn't we once read that about Brady?
Yes.
That he gets a new phone number like every however often or something.
Yes.
When they were, one of the investigations, I think it was Deflategate maybe.
Yes. Right, when he goes get rid of his phone.
Yeah.
When we first started here in 2007, we did have Tom Brady on the show in 2007.
Okay.
And I was to reach out to him.
2007?
Yeah.
So this was months before the Giants beat them in the Super Bowl.
Yes. I don't know how that happened or why, what specific reason we had him on for, but Boomer gave me his contact information to reach out.
Uh-huh.
You would not believe the ease of, like, anyone could have guessed his email address. Like that back then, that's how.
Wait,
like,
that's how you reached out? Email, not a phone, not a text. Or,
no, I emailed him, and he emailed me back.
Wow, Brady checking
his email address was so simple. It was it looked like a fake email.
Now, is it possible he had somebody handling that?
It's possible, but in 2007, maybe not. I don't know. I don't know when he got super bougie and stopped eating tomatoes. Like whenever that was.
What would one have to do with the other?
I'm just saying that's when he's
a superstar.
Right, but
that's
when he got super weird in particular.
I don't know that having somebody as manage you as a star athlete would be determined as super weird. But okay.
Super
so, like,
weird.
Tom.Brady at whatever.
Something simple.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it away. Right. No, I'm sure he doesn't have that one anymore.
Did he have an AOL account, Al?
It was not AOL. But it was interesting of how...
I shouldn't talk. I still have a Hotmail account that I use.
Oh, I go Hotmail as well for, like, when something needs my email address that I know is going to spam the crap out of me.
Yeah.
I'm just, here's a Hotmail account. Enjoy.
The idea of changing everything over was annoying. And the problem is, mine is there's like a lot of numbers. So people like roll their eyes. Hey, what's your email? And I go through it and they're just like, really? You're still going with this here?
Mine is hotsexyproducer@hotmail.com. I still use it. It still fits. Then the other thing that came up yesterday, which it was about what number Aaron Rodgers will wear.
Yeah.
And to me, Aaron Rodgers' reaction to that question means, I'll be wearing number 12.
Is that was your read on it?
Because he had the absolute...
He punted it down the road.
Yeah, but he had, right then and there, he could have easily said, I would never take... I have no idea what number I'm going to wear, but I would never take Joe Namath's number. Yeah. He didn't say that.
Right.
He said, with respect to the emotions, I think there'll be time for all those conversations down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Easily could have said, I'm not... Joe's a legend. I would never take his number.
Okay.
So expect to see him wearing number 12.
He also, I think, acknowledged the fact that he knows Namath said on this radio station, if I'm not mistaken, that, hey, come on, you come aboard. You can have that number 12.
Take my number.
Yeah. That's not unprecedented either, by the way.
Oh, is that right?
I don't have names for you, but I know it's happened.
So it's unprecedented, yet you don't have the precedence.
If I do some research, I'm sure I can come up with it.
Of where guys had numbers retired and let
I'm
other
pretty
dudes
sure,
wear them?
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
In this case, maybe not, you know, a Hall of Famer who's responsible for the only Super Bowl in franchise
correct.
History.
Correct. So maybe not that is not as
right.
big.
Yeah. Franchise icon.
There's also talk that, that many people are saying that the money-wise that the Packers would benefit to wait until after June 1st, which seems a long way away.
This is where the contract... I've tried to... delve into the minutiae of all this just to understand it, to try and figure out leverage points and all that. I see. My understanding was when you did a trade that, like, you know, you've heard the post June 1 cut, right? You've heard
that. Yes, I've heard of that.
Where they basically split the dead money across two seasons instead of it all accelerating onto this year's salary cap. I didn't know you could do that with a trade. I guess perhaps you can. I don't know. I'm not going to try and figure it out. I'm sure it'll bore people to death. You guys always get on Boomer when he comes in here with all those. Starts reading about the contract. He's got this. He's got that. You know. And so I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
But like, I don't know. Are we really to believe the Packers are going to wait till June 1st in order?
I hope not. We got to get those number 12 jerseys. Rip off Namath's name and put Rodgers.
I think he might throw it back to his Cal days, which was number 8. But then he'd have to make a swap with Elijah Moore. So
well, do that. Don't take Joe Namath's number.
Maybe that's why he didn't want to get into it yet.
Especially if you get out here and you stink.
He's not going to stink.
Well, now he's got, as they say, a chip on his shoulder.
Well, that was the other thing, right? When I went into the darkness, I was 90% retired.
Then these Packers don't piss me off.
Just a few days later. Let's go. I'm ready.
I wish they were playing the Packers this year.
Yeah. They're playing they have the Cowboys this year, and I think the early speculation is that you could see Jets-Cowboys on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that'd be something else.
So,
all right.
Assuming the deal goes.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Let me give you a buzz, no buzz.
Oh, love the buzz, no buzz.
Because this is an article an NFL note that came across yesterday. To me, it felt like I would have wanted a little more buzz.
Okay.
So I'm going to throw this to you, buzz, no buzz.
Uh-huh.
Cowboys releasing Zeke Elliott.
No buzz.
Why?
He hasn't been any good the last couple of years.
I know, but it still feels like an iconic player for a franchise as big as the Cowboys, and the guy just gets cut.
Jerry Jones loves him, even, you know, the last couple of years. We're going to go as Zeke goes. I get all that. I do. But his production married to his cap number, it seemed odd. The same way, like, okay, we got the Rodgers announcement yesterday. But you wouldn't say that was really surprising because we kind of knew it was coming.
It
was still a big story, but we weren't like, oh my God, holy, he picked the Jets. You know, same kind of thing with Zeke. It's like, yeah, France, it's like you see it and it's a little jarring, but it's also been talked about for weeks now that it was likely going to happen.
And I haven't seen anything in any of those articles about it that like a team is interested.
Right. Yeah. Well,
let's put him in a Cardinal
miles on those tires, man.
Let's put him in a Cardinal like uniform like Emmitt Smith.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where he's at health-wise. Look, first of all, the running back market, as you know, is depleted compared to what it once was. Now, you did have a bunch of guys agreeing to deals yesterday, like Miles Sanders went to the Panthers. Jamal Williams went to the Saints, who was had the big year with the Lions. There were a couple other guys that moved around. I think David Montgomery ended up somewhere as well. So it was one of those days. And you see that all of a sudden, like in the draft, like what they – team finally takes a certain position, then hey, it's a run on this position now. So you got some of that with the running backs yesterday, but I don't know that Zeke is anywhere near the top of that list. So.
Yeah, that, I would like to see him play for somebody else now.
I mean, I don't think he's going to not play.
Not a lot. I don't expect them to get a lot of carries.
It's,
but
in fact, you know, the way these things work, he could end up back with the Cowboys on a lesser number. I don't know.
I don't see that happening.
Well, someone's got to play running back for them. Tony Pollard's a free agent coming off a big injury at the end of the year.
I'll leave that. That's what we call a Jerry Recco problem.
Oh, okay.
And for me also, as I also root for the Cowboys sometimes.
So, Al, later today on the show, hopefully I'll get to it. I mean, it's going to be a lot of Diaz and Rodgers, but when I play cuts of Darren Waller, you're familiar with him now? You've heard of him?
I have, but not impressed. Not impressed. Six games he played last year.
Okay, that's last year.
This is as Janet Jackson would say, what have you done for me lately?
Yeah, we're going to find out.
He's done nothing. Not impressed.
I'd say he's done nothing. He hasn't done as much as he did a couple years ago.
Right. Yeah. So the fact that I didn't hear that guy, and then everyone was like, oh, my God, do you even watch football? Yeah, the guy played six games last year, barely had any catches.
But that, so now that you watch football, but now you're admitting that in the current day right now, at this stage of life, I won't even say at your age, because that's not fair.
Thank you.
At this stage of life.
Because that would be ages of
exactly.
I'd probably sue you.
So at this stage of life for you, with everything else you got going on, you're only able to retain what happened last season.
Correct.
Everything from, let's call it, 1989 up until 2022. Now, it may as well not happen.
Well, the 80s and 90s always will exist in my
brain. The 90s. Okay, so 2000, when's the cutoff?
Yeah, probably 2000.
When did you come back from Tampa with the Bucks?
2001.
Okay, so 2001 up until whatever the last season was, it's a wash.
Here's what happened. Here's the problem.
Never
from 2001 until I got here in 2007, that period.
You didn't watch football.
Sports was a little hazy.
Not just football. Okay.
Then I hopped on board.
What were you fully invested in during that time? Music, I think I did. Entertainment?
And I did watch NFL, but I wasn't like locked in, but I did watch it. Like I would go with my friends on Sundays. We'd go watch the games in the sports bar where it's impossible to know what's going on because there's too many things going on at one time.
So 2001 to 2007.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of anything massive happened.
Anything big happened?
The local, Eli Manning got drafted. Tom Coughlin got hired. The Jets, I think, played in, they might have played in an AFC championship somewhere in that range.
No.
If you remember those.
Maybe the Vinny Testaverde one with the Broncos or Broncos or something?
No, I think that was 98.
Hmm. Let's take a quick break here,
Cilo. Okay.
And then I have a couple more NFL notes I would like to share with you. I have a couple of baseball notes I'd like to share with you.
Sure.
What do you say we do that on the other side? And then Jerry Recco with Sal Licata at 6 o'clock. We'll do that.
Very well.
We'll meet back here.
Okay.